This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Joyce Goh and you're listening to The Breakfast Grill. Today on the show, we have CEO of the Malaysia Competition Commission, Iskandar Ismail. Welcome, Iskandar, to the show. Good to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much, Joyce.
Well, Iskandar, you've been appointed as the new Chief Executive Officer of Malaysia Competition Commission, that's MyCC, that was effective October 15. Prior to becoming the CEO, you were acting CEO for 6 months following the retirement of former CEO Dato' Abu Samah Sabuddin, that was in last April. And you had previously held the position of MyCC's Investigation and Enforcement Division Director from February 2013. So now, just over 4 months as the official CEO, what are your plans for the commission?
We have many plans. For your information, Joyce, we have made leaps and bounds since 2011, since our creation. We are now ranked third in ASEAN and 10 in Asia Pacific region in implementing competition law. We have this objective whereby we want to help the government to save money and benefit the consumer in the long run by eliminating cartels, price cartels and abusive monopolies.
Okay, so the Malaysian Competition Commission was established in 2011 and it was set up with the purpose of enforcing the Competition Act, right? The objectives of the commission is to safeguard the process of free and fair competition in commercial markets for the benefit of consumers, as well as efficiency of enterprises and the development of the economy as a whole. But just how effective is MyCC though?
Oh, okay. As I said just now, we have made leaps and bounds. We have so far dished out so many decisions of infringements. So far we have dished out infringement decision more than 7 or 9. We have accepted undertakings from enterprises who have corrected their behaviours, anti-competitive behaviours. We have targeted price cartel so that the consumer will benefit. People are talking quite a lot about cost of living issues. We believe that, when we safeguard the process of competition, we can help in some ways in helping the rakyat in the issue of cost of living.
Yeah, because you mentioned leaps and bounds, yes, but how does that translate into the numbers or how does that flow into, for example, help with the cost of living or help with consumer welfare?
Yeah.
You mentioned 7 to 9 infringement decisions. So have these companies moved away from, being a cartel? Or, I mean, what is the outcome of all these infringement decisions?
We take for example price cartels. In the case of ice manufacturers in Klang Valley, including Putrajaya and Selangor, we have fined them up to $250,000. Yeah, 24 of them. It was headed. The head of the cartel was Atlas Ice. Which is based in Kuala Lumpur. As you know, ice is part and parcel of our life. So when they decided to raise the prices of ice collectively in Putrajaya, Kuala Lumpur and Selangor, we managed to save the consumer from the increase of price. They decided to increase a pack of ice by 50 cents and then a block of ice by RM2. We asked them to stop. And then I believe that it has translated into savings by the consumer in their everyday lives.
So how does this come about? You monitor all these cartels or do you get a tip-off? How does it work?
Various ways. Last time, if you notice, a few years back, association loves to announce the price increase. Yeah, but now nowadays you haven't. You will not find any of the association will you know that wants to do that. Yeah, sometimes we receive tip offs from the public, and also we also receive complaints from the public and also their competitors, because some of the competitors believe that you know price fixing is not the way. Yeah.
Mm. Well, but in the midst of deflation here, we recently had some news flow that there's deflation here in Malaysia. The cost of food and non-alcoholic drinks rose, though, 1% in January from yes. last year. This was driven by an 8.4% surge in the price of eggs and a 5.3% jump in chicken prices. So what's going on here? I mean, if MyCC is, as you say, you are monitoring it, but how could this happen?
Okay, let me explain to you about that. Okay. For your information, MyCC is an agency of Kementerian Perdagangan Dalam Negeri dan Hal Ehwal Pengguna, or KPDNHP in short. Okay, the ministry is the price regulator. We will assist the ministry in because competition is very important part of what do you call that of the economy. Because when you safeguard the process of competition, okay, somehow you will help in easing some of the issues that is faced by the public. For instance, as I told you just now about price fixing, yeah, cartels is the ultimate evil of competition law. So it takes away the hard-earned money of the people. So when you stop a cartel, okay, directly, you will help okay, people or the enterprises from raising their prices. Okay, when you do that, okay, and then you find them, and then somehow it will send across the message that you know price fixing is a no-no, and then at the same time it will help the government to address the issue on the cost of living.
Yes. Okay, so this price increase in price of eggs and chicken, that's quite substantial. Are you guys looking into this?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Recently, for your information, we have received the direction from the minister as he is empowered to do so. He directed MyCC to investigate egg producers in Malaysia. We noticed that the price of egg has increased lately, if I'm not mistaken, since September. And then it was so apparent in December. So we took the proactive measures since September. And then when we received the directive from the minister, we were ready. So we are now actively pursuing the investigation.
So how long would it take, do you think, to finalize everything and, you know, for prices to come down?
Okay, to investigate anti-competitive cases, I mean, it may take quite a bit of time, especially when it involves eggs producers in Malaysia. There are a lot of them. And then they are stationed all over Malaysia. So it's going to take time. I cannot give you, 6 months or 3 months time to complete the investigation, but we will complete the investigation as soon as possible.
Okay, how big is your investigation team and how many cases do you guys investigate per year?
Okay, we have around 30 of them in MyCC. They are well-trained, young, enthusiastic officers. And then I believe them, they will carry out their duties, diligently. We are carrying around 10 to 20 investigations per year. Yes. We are trying to focus on the most impactful cases. Yeah. For instance, the egg producers, and we are also investigating Grab at the same time. Yeah. Mm. There's a lot of hoo-ha from, you know, from the mergers yes. of Grab and Uber recently. We are very, I must say that we are very busy. It's a very busy day nowadays.
Yeah. We'll definitely get back to the Grab topic in after the break. But just coming back to the role of MyCC, would you say MyCC is an enforcer or a facilitator of competition? It looks like you have to balance between the two.
Yes, yes, yes. As I said just now, we have to safeguard the process of the of competition. While we believe that enforcement is the most effective way, but at the same time, we have to carry out advocacy programs times also. We have to explain to the public, to the enterprises and to the government, other government bodies that, you know, competition is a very important part of the economy.
So how much effort does MyCC dedicate to clamping down against monopolies compared to enhancing competition, which takes up more of your time?
I must say both.
Well, okay, but what happens when you find out a company does not adhere to the Act?
We investigate them, and then at the same time, we have to understand, Joyce, that MyCC is a very unique body. It's the first quasi-judicial body in Malaysia. It means that we investigate, we issue the decision, our own decision, and we enforce our own decision. So we don't go to court. You know, if you take, for example, if in the case of corruption, the MACC will investigate, then they will pass the file to the Attorney General Chambers, and then the Attorney General Chambers will bring it to the court. So there are three bodies there. So we are not. We are the only one body that can, you know, that can issue on the decision of infringement under competition law. And for your information, we are part of what we call a monopoly committee recently formed by the government that has been entrusted to review four monopolies in Malaysia. And they are MyEG, Puspacom, Farmaniaga and Bernas.
Mm. So you're looking into them?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we'll come back and talk more about that. I'm speaking to the CEO of the Malaysia Competition Commission, Iskandar Ismail. After this, we'll continue our conversation about competition and get an update from Iskandar on some notable outstanding cases that MyCC is looking into. So stay tuned to The Breakfast Grill on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to The BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Good morning, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill and my guest today is CEO of the Malaysia Competition Commission, Iskandar Ismail. Iskandar, earlier we spoke about the role of MyCC. Now let's talk about some notable cases that MyCC is looking into. For example, we were talking about Grab and you've said before that the Commission has had talks with Grab several times and has reached an advanced stage with regards to the investigation. But there's no new updates on that because looking at across the causeway to Singapore, Competition Watchdog there has already fined Grab and Uber a combined 13 million Singaporean dollars in September 24th. What's taking so long here in Malaysia?
Okay, for your information, yes, not only Singapore but also Philippines, they have taken actions against Grab and Uber. This is due to the fact that they have the power of mergers and acquisition. Yeah. In other words, they can stop a mergers or acquisition by any enterprises in the market. But for now, Malaysia doesn't have that power. What we can investigate Grab is from the perspective of monopolies. Yeah, whether the monopoly is abusive or not. So that's why when we take the approach to confront Grab, we took from the perspective of Section 10 of our Act, whether they have abused their dominant position or not. To prove an abusive monopoly or dominant position in the market is not going to be a straightforward case. I can assure you that we are diligently and actively pursuing the investigation. Yes, we expect that the results of the investigation will come out this year.
This year?
Yes.
So far, it's been quite long already.
Yes.
And earlier, you shared that sometimes investigations might take some time. But indeed, sometimes if it takes too long, wouldn't it be too late? Because prices might have gone up over time already and consumers might have... it's not just Grab. It could be any other thing. You said you're looking at the eggs cartel. It could be Grab, for instance, or any other monopoly that you guys are investigating.
Yeah.
But as you shared with us before the break, MyCC is quite unique because you guys have... You can enforce as well as you investigate and you enforce and you dish out the fine, right? So actually that cuts a lot of red tape already. So what's taking so long?
Okay, because competition law is based on principle of economics. Yeah, it's not a straightforward case like the usual criminal case. You have to prove, you know, in an abusive dominant position case, you have to prove the market, which market you're dealing with, and then whether the conduct is abusive or not, and you have to look at the commercial justification put forward by the companies that we are investigating. I'm not giving any reason why we are late, but the thing is, you know, to prove an abusive monopoly, it takes time. Yeah, for instance, when we investigated Dagangnet, it took us 2 years because it's so complicated. We finally came out with a proposed decision. We are proposing to fine them 17 million ringgit. We believe that once we dish out the decisions, okay, it will somehow affect the market positively. It will send the message across the market that abusive monopoly is going to be dealt with by MyCC. Yes, and then we believe that the consumer will benefit in the long run.
Yeah, because my point of it might be too little, too late. My point of coming back to just the price of chicken and eggs, you know, yes, back to basics, you know, in the midst of deflation, price of eggs and chicken went up between 5% to nearly 9%.
Yes.
And by the time you conclude your investigation, we're not sure when that will be. You said you cannot commit. It might be too late because consumers might have already had to pay so much upfront already, because you said that the price of chicken eggs had gone up in September last year.
Yes.
We're already in February this year.
You see, the thing is, enforcement of the competition law is not the only way. When we realize the thing has cropped up in September, we have dealt internally, we have called the industry players, and we have talked to them, and together with other ministries, for example, Ministry of Agriculture. In fact, our minister, Datuk Seri Saifuddin Nasution Ismail, together with us, we have confronted the eggs producer in a way to find out the solutions, short-term or long-term. Okay, so for MyCC, we have been entrusted to find a long-term solution for the consumer. Because what we are trying to do is that, okay, the ministry has its role in regulating prices. Okay, they have the powers. We don't have the powers. But what we can do is that to ensure competition is there and is alive. Yeah. So when competition is alive, okay, we can ensure that the prices of egg is competitive in the long run. We are not looking for short term only, because we don't want to do firefighting. Mm. Yeah, we believe that if we go, if we investigate thoroughly, we find the root of the causes, the root and the causes, the internal causes or the external factors. Okay, we believe that there will be no more price cartel, and the consumer will be very happy in the long run. That is the solution that we want to give to the consumer and to the rakyat.
Okay, earlier you also spoke about dominant positions and monopolies. You've been looking at the likes of, for example, Bernas and MyEG and
yes,
the sorts. Could you share with us, give us an update on that? Because MyCC had ruled that MyEG had a dominant position in the market. They've been ordered to pay a penalty of about 9 million ringgit. But there's still things outstanding from that case.
Yes. You see, let me repeat again. MyCC has made leaps and bounds since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
One of our main role is to eliminate or to deal with abusive monopoly. We are the first regulator in Malaysia which investigated MyEG. We started long ago, you see. So when we investigated them during the old government time, we went ahead with our decision. We found them that they abused their monopoly in the PLKS, Pas Lawatan Kerja Sementara, or foreign workers visas businesses. We believe that, you know, monopolies, you know, if they are harmful to the market, we have to do something about it. So in the monopoly committee, which is headed by a Minister of Economics Affairs, we gave our inputs on how to break up the monopoly to the government. Yeah. For instance, we gave our input on how to break up the monopoly of Bernas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it's up now. It is
so how?
That is that is confidential, because
okay,
it's going to be dealt by Ministry of Agriculture. Okay, so we gave our input already to the ministry through the committee, and then it is in their court now. I mean, to deal with it, and I hope it's going to be a positive one.
Yeah, so see, this is where I'm coming from. Because sometimes, you know, leaps and bounds, you guys have made some progress. But the thing is, how effective is it? You know, how will that, is there going to be results from this? Like you say, you've passed it on to committee. But whether or not, do you think there will be follow through?
Yes, I believe that there will be a follow through. Because the thing is, this is the objective of the new government. They want to review the monopolies in Malaysia. And we believe that they are in the right direction. Yes.
Okay. So you think, give us an example of how would one break up a monopoly though?
Okay. For instance, I give you a hypothetical situation. Mm-hmm. If let's say a company is given a concession, okay, in one particular market, okay, for so long, and then they started to not just, involve in the upstream, but they started to involve in the downstream. Okay, so what we're going to do is that what we're going to advise the government is to limit their involvement in the market. They have to focus on the upstream, which is the main core of the concession agreement. They must be, somehow limit their roles in the downstream market. That's how we see it.
Okay. Can you give us a big picture of the state of monopolies and price fixing here in Malaysia?
Price fixing is quite rampant in Malaysia, I must say. We are trying our best to address the issue. This is our main role. Okay. Besides enforcing the law, we are going to the whole Malaysia, giving lectures and briefing on cartels, including to government bodies. One of the issues that the government bodies that can help is the issue of bid rigging. We are very serious on the issue of bid rigging. And then we have this, leniency regime, whereby if you are involved in any cartel, okay, or bid rigging, or price fixing, okay, you can come to my CC and confess and assist in our investigation. In return, we will give exemption of up to 100% of the fine. Yes, This is the first and the only regime in Malaysia. I hope, because we have some application with regards to that, okay. But the thing is, we need more cooperation from the parties. Yes.
Interesting. Well, I've been speaking to the CEO of the Malaysian Competition Commission, Iskandar Ismail. Iskandar, thank you for being on The Breakfast Grill today. It was a pleasure having you on the show. I'm Joyce Goh for The Breakfast Grill on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile. Now with faster speeds every day. Baru la best.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.